Can you imagine listening to a song that was comprised only of drums? Or just drums and bass? Without something over top, it just seems incomplete. That would be like, well, listening to radio with no alternative or community programming. That's why you have it tuned to 99.1 FM, CJAM, redefining radio in Windsor and Detroit. And listen online at cjam.ca. Opinions and views in the following program are those of the hosts and their guests and do not necessarily reflect the views of CJAM FM.
It's that time. Wake up, Windsor. Wake up, Detroit. It's time for Big JD and Lippo in the morning. And here they are. Your hosts, Big JD and Lippo.
Here they are, your hosts.
I am Lippo.
And I'm Big JD.
Yes, you are. You're doing Big JD.
I'm doing Big JD stuff over here.
Well, that's good. That's what you're getting paid to do.
Oh, yeah. That's why I get the big bucks.
Do as you're told, slave.
And not as you want.
That's right, exactly.
Isn't that a government saying?
They don't let us know about it, but yes, that's what they're saying behind our backs.
It is. I'll let you know about it.
That's for sure. You know, I was thinking on the way coming up here that the relationship you have with a security person at a building.
Yeah.
It's unlike any other relationship you have because these people know you good enough to talk to you if you see them often enough, right?
Sure.
If you see them on a regular basis. Mm-hmm. So they really know all about you. They know your comings and goings and...
Yeah, for the most part.
Yeah.
If they don't see you personally walk out, they see you on a camera somewhere.
Exactly. So they know exactly where, well, not where you're at, but they know when you're at home, that's for sure.
And I haven't been arrested yet.
I just thought it was interesting. Like, I don't have a relationship like that with any other human being.
Get a security guard. Your own bodyguard.
Get some pee.
We'll always...
Oh, Big JD's giving it to us this morning here on the show.
Oh, we want it full blast in the cans.
I can hear myself fine and dandy.
Can you?
Yeah.
Oh, okay.
Do you want it full blast in the can?
Well.
Turn on the fire hose.
I'll let you know by the end of the show.
Fire for a blast.
Get the firehouse. Know what that is?
Have you been taking your meds today, Big JD?
The meds? Yeah. Yeah, I'm all medicated and ready to rock this show out.
All right. Big JD in the morning. Rocking it out here on CJAM.
On a beautiful Thursday morning.
It is beautiful.
Isn't
the weather,
it?
It's about time the weather is starting to break now.
Right.
We're getting really close to Mother's Day. And
it's beautiful. Yet pouring. Just in case. Hey, just in case.
Just in case it's boring.
Yeah.
It's raining men.
Whoa.
Hallelujah.
What's he got on his brain?
Who was the band that did that?
What? Raining Men?
Yeah, chick band.
Oh, really?
Yeah. Might have been
LaBelle.
Oh,
no, I didn't know.
I'm not sure.
Patty?
Well, LaBelle was just the name of the band. The Chicks. It was a chick group. Supremes, LaBelle. I think that was just the name, the one word name of a band.
Oh, yeah?
LaBelle? I believe so.
That she was in?
Yeah. Voulez-vous coucher avec moi, Chicks, sir.
Yeah, I thought it was just always under her name, though.
No. The band was actually LaBelle, and they had a couple disco hits back in the day.
Oh, they definitely had hits. Yeah, I know. And I just thought it was like all her.
Well, man, it might have been all her, but it was called LaBelle.
And straight from the newsroom floor and the walls and the ceiling, it's time for news from around the world and sometimes out of this world from Big JD and Lippo. Let's head over to the newsroom.
And here we are in the CJAM newsroom. The loonie's changing.
Yes, it is.
The look of it.
And a lot of people think it doesn't look like real money.
It's going to be worth a dollar too now.
A dollar also, you mean?
Oh, that's not what I meant, but...
1.02?
Change the amount of it.
No, it's going to be worth less.
Not worth always worth less than everything else anyway, isn't it?
Not everything else, no. Canadian currency is sometimes strong.
And how are we matted up against the American currency right now?
Right this very minute, I'm not sure, but I think everybody
knows. How about now?
A little better. I think everybody knows that the American currency is floating on Sand.
Thin ice.
Yeah.
Also, I guess we're getting a... Aren't we getting a threeny?
A
weenie?
No, a threeny.
A tweenie? No, I think it's a five, though. Aren't we? Getting a coin $5 bill? A coin $5 bill.
It will not be a bill. It'll be a coin. It'll be worth $5. That only makes sense, right?
Well, yeah. But we're getting that... Yeah.
By the time...
What about tens? What about the tensy?
I think we can do without $10 coins. Or just have everything coins and you'd just be weighed down, right?
Why would you ever be, yeah.
I don't think we would.
Especially if that $5 coin's bigger, double size than everything.
It'll be a different diameter, I'm sure, but the toonie isn't that much different than a loonie, but it is different.
They could just make them all the same size and...
No, they can't. Yeah. That is a distinguishing factor.
The toonie
factor.
Has a penny in the middle.
It's not a penny, but it is a different metal in the middle. Metal in the middle.
Is it heavier metal?
Depends on what your definition of heavy metal is.
Another thing is that doctors they're going to be longer wait times for your doctor.
Longer?
Longer wait times.
They're going backwards. Aren't we supposed to get shorter wait times?
It's not
going to
happen.
Oh,
because of the Gregorian scale.
It's a
sliding scale.
It's a draconian something.
Tell us about the draconian thingamabobber.
Well, I have no idea where the word draconian came from, but I'm sure there was some guy who was Draken, I'm guessing. D-R-A-C-O-N. I'm sure he's a person in...
Draconia. He came from Draconia.
No.
No?
No, it's a guy. I'm telling you.
He doesn't pay my taxes.
No,
it's a guy with a beard.
It's a guy. No, that's who you pay your taxes to. No man with a beard. There was a woman that gave birth to a baby in, of all places, Tim Hortons.
Oh, yeah. Nice.
I don't know. Is it nice? Her name is Shireen Anderson, and she gave birth to Azaria in the washroom of the Tim Hortons.
Sounds like she gave birth to a country. We're moving to Azaria.
Azaria. Yeah, it could be. Absolutely. That could definitely be the name of some country.
Or a planet.
It was the Tim Hortons on the corner of Dougal and Tecumseh Road there, where the one-way starts.
Uh-huh.
Yeah. And she just got in there. Maybe that's something to do with that's saying something about Tim Hortons coffee. If you're pregnant and you want to give birth, go to Timmy's and grab yourself a coffee and it'll speed up the process.
Can you imagine having a child in a public place? I don't know that I would want that to happen to me if I were a woman.
I was going to say,
not that I'm not one.
Even if you were a woman, no, you can't have babies.
Okay, and we get into today's show topic. And what is today's show topic?
It's all about education.
That's right.
We don't need no education.
Do we need education?
Apparently we do.
I think we need education to some degree. Do we need the type of education that we have, or could we have learned everything from our families and our parents and that kind of thing? Do we need to go to school? Do we have to? I mean, if you want a profession, I suppose you do.
I think society needs education within it, some kind of structured, institutionalized education, because without it, there would be a lot of disparate ideas from everybody, and there's too many people to not have it. If there was fewer people, of course, we don't need, an institutionalized school building per se. But when you have millions of people really tight together, you need to all be thinking along the same lines and know what the... And it's one of the things that draws this line in the sand of what's good and what's right. And, it's too bad that history books are not unbiased as they should be, though. That's the only thing I'm kind of leery about as far as forcing information down our children's throat. You want them to learn the math stuff, and you want them to learn the science stuff and the liberal arts stuff. But as far as history goes, only the winners write the history books, right?
Yeah. You don't think that we should be learning as much history as is in the schools?
I think we should be getting our history lessons from other sources, but obviously, humans have been at war ever since we've known humans to be around. And if you have wars all the time, the losers, they lost. So it's the conquerors or the new people come in and they tell all the other people, this is your history book. This is the way it went. Take it or not.
Did you go to a public school or a separate school, Catholic school?
I was taught by an old lady.
Were you? Your old lady.
No.
Your mom. He was homeschooled.
That's what I was going to say. I was homeschooled. But I wasn't homeschooled. No, I went to a Catholic school.
Okay.
In a small town.
And I went to a public school in a big city.
Two different experiences, I'm sure.
Yeah.
But at the same time, also probably very similar.
And I sort of always wondered and didn't really understand when I was a kid why the schools were separated, except that, you know, I mean, yeah, the other, these people are Catholic and these people are everything else. So, you know, later on, I'm thinking that they should have just had similar to like high school where you could choose courses and things like that, that if you were Catholic, you would take, you know, a certain course, whereas the others would take some other course that, you know what I mean?
You were
maybe something, you know, I don't know.
Well, religion is obviously the
a religion. Okay. Yeah.
It's
sure.
The core course that you have to take at a Catholic school that you would not normally take at a public school. Also at a Catholic school, there's a lot of other,
and they could have had a religion course though, in a public school for all everybody. Else or, you know, general sure. Religion course where the other ones could be, have been, maybe they have maybe a different one or something more. I don't know what they teach really in a, you know, is it like Jesus related?
Grade 9, 10, more. 11 is Jesus related. And then you're in grade 12, you're able to take a world religion. So you learn about other religions in the world.
Okay.
Which is really interesting, actually. It kind of when you get into grade 12, you start questioning stuff. And faith is one of those things that you question.
Well, see, something about faith and things like that and general religion, all religions, mm-hmm. I think that would be interesting. And I wouldn't be opposed to that. But I would be opposed to having something shoved down my throat that, you know, is totally a total falsehood and man-made.
Right, exactly.
You know what I mean? So
for sure.
Everybody similar can. To the history.
Yeah, exactly. It's the history thing again, yeah. So, and would you say your experience at the public school was fruitful, productive, made you who you are, was a big part of your makeup? Was it was it pleasant? Did it traumatize you or?
Did what traumatize me? Just
your public school from kindergarten to grade 8?
I don't know. do we really know what that, I mean, I remember, I guess things or whatever, but did, you know, would you know if that really like, is that what shaped you or in any way? I think that's more family based and kind of thing than actual school is. I mean, school
it can
is,
be, but sometimes the family doesn't have that much of an impact on you as opposed to school.
Or teachers, I guess. Some of your teachers, I suppose.
Oh, yeah. Do you remember a handful of your grade school teachers?
I remember teachers, but not, you know, I probably more remember the ones I didn't like.
Really?
Not that there was really.
You didn't like all your teachers, BJD?
Well, some of them were just more cranky than others, you know what I mean?
Well,
or more less lenient, you know what I mean?
You'd be cranky too if you're dealing with a little guy like you.
A little JD.
Yeah, exactly. No big JD there.
But I don't know. I can't say that any, you know, buddy necessarily shaped me. Okay. How about you? Do you feel
I think
that
so,
way about
for sure. It was like I say, the school I went to was St. John the Baptist in Bell River. Mm-hmm. So it was a small town. Of course, living in a small town, that also shapes you to a certain degree, right? And then there was the whole Catholic education and everything, the structure of things and how they introduce religion into not just a religion class, but it's, you know, it's involved. You know, you'd probably go to Mass at least once a month and there'd be assemblies or, you know, at the beginning of the day, you'd say a prayer, of course, and along with the national anthem.
I think something like that, having religion or going to a Catholic school might be more shape oriented than a public school,
but it can also be more traumatizing as well.
I suppose it could be.
Yeah, especially
if that's not something that, you know,
you don't take feeling
fits
to.
Well for you.
Exactly.
Somehow.
Yeah,
and not that you would even really know that well when you're young. You know what I mean? As you get into high school, yeah. But I mean, when you're a kid, you don't really know. But there's probably some people that are just like, I don't feel this way.
Do you feel like we do?
Oh, it's his turn to sing now. And when we come back from the break, we'll get into, you know, higher education and, homeschooling.
You're listening to Big JD and Lippo in the Morning on CJAM 99.1 FM, redefining radio in Windsor and Detroit.
So yeah, homeschooling. Did you know anybody that was homeschooled?
I'll homeschool you, boy. I do know some people that were homeschooled. There was a couple families that I knew of that had homeschooled kids.
And how does that shape someone?
You know, you think the kids would be freaks or whatever, but honestly, I'm sure they have different social skills than everybody else, but...
What social skills?
Because...
if you're homeschooled, then you have no social...
You have to make sure that you really are into something outside of your homeschool, like you want to be on a volleyball team, or you want to be in a band, or you want to belong to a chess club, or you want to make sure that you have extracurricular activities... For sure, because that's going to be your only social interaction besides your mom or whoever's homeschooling you.
School was an extracurricular activity for me.
How so?
I don't know. It was just all, it was a bunch of fun for the most part. Paid for it later on, but.
Well, yeah. I suppose we all pay in the end, don't we?
It was like a country club.
Was it really?
Pretty much.
The high school probably was, or was
it? High school certainly was, yeah.
But you don't think grade school.
All I did was get in trouble and do nothing. For the most part.
And you enjoyed every minute of it, right?
I did, yeah. Yeah. It was, I'm going to say it was fun. For more sure. than anything, yeah, for the most part. You know what I mean?
I can totally understand. And having a 17-year-old myself right this minute, I can tell you that.
Oh, there you go, yeah.
He's enjoying life right now, but once he graduates, he's going to have a rude awakening.
You know what? That's if I had a kid, that's what I would tell him. You will be in for a rude awakening if you don't pay attention, because I wish I would have done things a little bit differently at the time. I'd probably do the same thing all over again, though. Unfortunately, I wouldn't learn from my mistake. But
because you live in the moment, right? That's your thing.
I do.
You're in the moment all the time.
Yeah, in the moment and a little ahead.
Little ahead. That's the thing. It's the kids who are that were thinking way ahead, who are the, you know, the engineers and the rocket scientists and the doctors and all those guys.
Yeah, I don't know if I want to think that far ahead, but I mean, yeah, for the most part, honestly, I think that's a good idea. But I think that, unfortunately, that can take away. It can take away a lot from your here and now. And
yes, it can. Yeah, absolutely. So
I don't know if I'd as much like the person that I would become if I thought that far ahead and, you know, really concentrated and did this. And you know what I mean? I look at some people that I went to school with and like, oh, wow, he's a doctor now and he's this and he's that. But I don't know if he had the life I had of Riley.
Life for Riley. That's
but he probably is now. You know what I mean?
That's the whole thing. How can you think that far ahead where you're thinking, when I'm 45, I want to be in a nice house with a nice car.
I'll put all the hard work in now, and then later on, I'm going to be living in the lap of luxury.
Or some, whatever you conceived success to be.
Right.
Back in those days, you know, probably was lots of money, right?
Well, not even so much money, but for me, it's time. The more time I have, the richer I am.
Really?
Yeah.
So you don't want to be diagnosed with some terminal disease ever, do you?
Not necessarily, but I mean...
yeah, sometimes I wouldn't mind that.
Not right now. Not
exactly.
Time, I think, is what does it for me. I mean, is the more time that I have, the more that you can do whatever you want.
Would you say that you're gone to the school of hard knocks?
The school of hard knocks, yeah, but I don't know if the knocks were all that hard, really. You know okay. what I mean? I didn't necessarily do anything the hard way, really, because I made it what it was. You know what I mean?
Right. You didn't have a lot of people or things standing in your way.
Not really. No real obstacles to speak of.
Right. That's good. I feel the same way.
And I feel like I, you know, all through that time, childhood, school, and growing up, that I made time for what I wanted. You know what I mean?
Right.
So there is what makes everything an extracurricular activity.
Sure. Are we going to talk about bullying at all in education? Or
We certainly could. Would you like to? Were you a bully?
I was not a bully, and I never got bullied, fortunately. Mm-hmm. I was always in the neutral zone.
Now, as far as other school types, we could talk about higher education for one thing, and the difference between college and university.
It's all about the paper you get.
Yeah.
the university.
And does the university student always get the better job?
They tend to get the higher paying job right out of the gate, I think. But I think if you go to college and get your paper for whatever, heating and cooling, and if you work, you know, 60-hour weeks, you can bring down a good paycheck, that's for sure. So, you know, going to college and getting whatever kind of ticket you get or whatever kind of diploma you get, it's well-suited for a large portion of the population, I think. Whereas university is definitely geared towards more intelligent kids. You know, the kids. The brainers, the browners, brown nosers. The kids who got all the good grades.
And the courses that are offered at a university, I mean, obviously there are a lot of them, and especially particular ones that are where you need a more extreme education for are not going to be available at a college, but are, for the most part, can you take a lot of the, get a, you get a diploma as opposed to a degree, I guess, from a college, but, but in a lot of cases you can take the same, or how similar is the curriculum?
In a lot of cases, the curriculum is the same. And then you can use any credit that you get from a college. If you decide to move up to a university, you can get credit for college courses you take going towards your degree. Usually.
Right.
You get some credit for college classes that you take, as long as they're pertaining to the degree you're going for.
And then there's like a community college where you also get credit towards going to another school afterward to obtain a degree.
That's right. Depending on what the classes are you're taking, odds are you're going to get some credit as long as you're staying in your same field.
Good.
And now, Morning Show Music Mayhem, a weekly tune that we think you'll dig. Brought to you by, well, by us, Big JD and Lippo in the morning.
And we have Gwar for you this morning.
Woohoo!
It's your wake-up call. School's out forever.
For summer kiddies,
school, now, forever.
never went to school. If I did, I would have majored in killing. If I did, I would have majored in you. School is out for summer. School is out.
Tech Talk with Big JD and Lippo, keeping you up to date with innovation, technology, gadgets, and more. Computers, TV, radio, and string and cans. We cover it all. Yeah, that's right.
So this week on Tech Talk, we want to talk a little bit about the technology of ebooks. It kind of ties into what we're talking about today.
The educational aspect of ebooks. Yeah, everybody is going to be, at some point, walking around with a tablet with all their textbooks with them. And normally students don't necessarily walk to their classes with textbooks in their hand. Some high schools.
No, they're in a backpack.
Well, you know what I mean. They're not carrying them on their body.
Right.
Especially like university stuff. You go to a lecture or something, you know, you're not referring notes, you're listening or whatever. You know,
right.
The book is there for reference for the most part. And your prof or your teacher will tell you what to look for. So, I know that Apple just got involved with distributing. There's a word.
Yeah.
Distributing. Reputed abuta. Flip me down your hair. iTunes is now in the textbook market. So what do you want to say? What else do you want to say about ebooks?
It was about the pricing and the price war. And
I don't know if it's so much a war. We know that the technology is going to obviously drive prices down, whereas Apple doesn't normally...
Well, there are war as far as lawsuits and things like that going on right now. Tell us about that.
Well, it's the price fixing thing, right? Mm-hmm. Apple thinks that Amazon is price fixing because they're selling their tablet at such a low cost.
Mm-hmm.
And they think they're in cahoots with the Barnes Noble Nook device.
Mm-hmm.
And there's another one in there too, isn't there? Or there's a bunch of them. I'm not even sure.
Oh, there's a lot of other ones.
That are in the suit.
Yeah, there's a group.
I can't see it being price fixing as so much as let's take Apple down a notch.
That's what everybody wants to do.
Well, yeah, if you're the underdog and there's the head guy, you want to do something to them to get some of the market share that they're experiencing because they are making money hand over fist.
Mm-hmm.
Crazy the amount of iPads they're selling, and now they got one that's available for $400 brand new, and it's got the new chip in it. The new iPad 2s.
Right.
They're putting them in the new iPad 2s to get them in the market so they can put them in the iPhone after.
Oh, nice.
Yeah, they don't want their new iPhone to have a new chip in it, and then it's, you know.
What's $400 now? The old iPad?
iPad 2. Yeah.
Yeah. Good deal.
I think so.
And now it's time for Quotes and Quips.
Quip it, Big JD. Quip it good.
Who was that?
Devo.
Devo, right, yeah. Today's quote or quip comes from Aristotle.
Aristotle, education is the best provision for old age. My dad used to tell me that all the time.
Yeah? Those exact words?
My dad could quote you Aristotle a million times.
Yeah?
I'm sure he knows that one. And he was a teacher besides, so... education is the best provision for old age.
So what's that mean?
It goes right back to what we were talking about before.
Does it? What were we talking about before?
We're talking about thinking ahead, being more disciplined, and taking advantage of all the education that was being offered to us.
In the long run, you couldn't do better than that.
What does that mean? Do better than that? That sounds like a different quip altogether.
It's a big JD quote right there for you. In the long run, if you regard your education as the best provision for old age, you couldn't do better than that. And we're out of time.
Thanks a lot for listening. See you next week.
Bye.
We hope you have a great day and be sure to join us here next week, same time, same place, for Big JD and Lippo in the morning.
and views in the preceding program were those of the hosts and their guests, and do not necessarily reflect the views of CJM FM.